Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you would like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. All right, getting started right here. Vladimir Putin has imposed martial law in the annexed regions of Ukraine. And I was reading about this earlier, and they're saying because of this, he could, because of martial law, he could force the Ukrainian citizens that he just annexed, he could force them to fight for the Russian army against the Ukrainians that he's yet to annex. Oh, boy. So they're saying there's a battle of Kherson could be imminent. Civilians are being told to flee now. And so that's the latest on the Ukraine-Russia update. The latest on the federal student loan forgiveness. I mentioned this, you know, this came out the other day over the weekend, and by Monday we already had 8 million people who filled out the form to apply for student loan forgiveness. But I even warned then, I'm like, okay, it's very easy to do it. Just need your name, your email, phone number, and your social security number and your birthday. That's it. Basically your name, your social security, and your birthday. That's all you need. You fill it out super simple and easy. But just because it's super simple and easy doesn't mean it's going to be, well, frankly, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, because there's a lot of lawsuits out there trying to stop this student loan forgiveness program from getting underway or going forward. So right now is the application process, but before any actual student loans are forgiven, they're probably going to have to deal with these lawsuits. Well, the latest, Cato Institute now suing to try to stop the student loan forgiveness program from going in place. And now the Supreme Court is being petitioned by a Wisconsin group asking them to at least halt the student loan debt relief program. So, yeah, this is not done by any means just because the application is out and available. Some of the other top stories going on right now, the first migrants in New York City arrive at a tent shelter with 500 beds, big screen TVs, and Xbox systems. It's a new emergency relief center on Randall's Island, opened up to asylum seekers. That just opened up today. There's been, I don't know, there's something going on here where I guess videos are going online of alleged police arresting people on voter fraud charges. It seems like it seems like a very confusing story. And I've read multiple different varying aspects of that. So, yeah, we have that right there. Continue on here. Ebola has another outbreak going on in Uganda now. So the United States has donated an experimental drug that will help fight that. The CDC says it's confident it could contain Ebola outbreak within very quickly. So far, there's been 24 people who have died from Ebola down in Uganda. So they should have this new experimental vaccine within 2 weeks, according to the World Health Organization. In France, they're starting to have strikes on the streets in France over inflation. And you've got railway workers and refinery workers walking out and striking over all of that as well. And then apparently this happened in Kansas City. A carbon monoxide alert sent 8 to the hospital in a Kansas City school. It's an elementary school. And apparently there was some sort of contamination or whatever. They've narrowed it down to carbon monoxide leak. But yeah, you had a bunch of kids sick from it, and 8 ended up having to go to the hospital. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have a couple accidents reported by FHP to keep your eyes out for. First off, North Palafox Street and West Burgess Road, we have a accident. No major slowdowns due to it, but you are going to see some typical slow traffic on West Burgess moving in the westbound, or excuse me, the eastbound direction due to this accident. So keep that in mind as you're approaching the intersection. You will still have someone on scene there. We also have an accident reported by FHP on West Michigan Avenue and Nashville Avenue, reporting that roadway is blocked there. Not seeing any major slowdowns, but again, just keep your eyes out for it. And lastly, East 9 Mile Road. This is going to be right near University Parkway, closer to in between University Parkway and Jurgen Road. Not seeing major slowdowns, but again, they are reporting that there is a roadblock there. Other than that, just your typical afternoon traffic on 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, you'll see some slowdowns, as well as Highway 90 in Pace just off of Chemuckla Highway is slow moving as you approach that intersection in both directions. See something else? Again, give me a call. 850-262-6111 is the traffic line number. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, a couple other stories here for you. Tesla has posted a record operating profit, but the stock didn't really boom today on that. Spirit Airlines, the shareholders have gone ahead and approved the takeover by JetBlue. You know, there's been this back and forth now for a while with Frontier Airlines, now JetBlue. So the shareholders approved JetBlue going ahead and purchasing them. And then, you know, with Hurricane Ian, we saw, you know, there's so many issues with trying to recover. One thing you don't expect is this one. Apparently, there's a spike in that flesh-eating virus that has happened in Florida down that area after Hurricane Ian. So the cases of that rare flesh-eating bacteria have increased dramatically since Hurricane Ian. Well, that's weird. I don't like that at all. President Biden's approval rating stuck at 40%. And Democrats' optimism about 2022 midterms is starting to fade. In fact, I read one report, Democrat-controlled Nevada could be seeing red in the midterm elections. The FDA panel recommends pulling preterm birth drugs from the market. It was an approval of a controversial drug for preterm births, and they've pulled that off the market for now. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Come up here next, Top Trending News with David Wayne in the newsroom. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so the crew to Yaya's are offering a special on their registration for the 10th annual I Pink I Can Run 4-mile run and walk coming up Saturday, February 25th. Use the code 1IN8 to receive $8 off your entry fee for their run. They're going to be doing this throughout the entire month of October. Get more details and register on our website, newsradio923.com. Just a reminder, Rally 2022, the candidate forum on WSRE is going to air tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and we will be carrying that live for you right here on News Radio 92.3 as well. This is going to cover the five races of U.S. Congressional District 1, Florida Senate District 1 and 2, and Florida House District 1 and 2. So Rally 2022 live right here on News Radio 92.3 tomorrow. So be sure to check that out. Coming up here in about 7 minutes, we've talked about it before, some of the problems with the repairs and the cleanup of Hurricane Ian down in South Florida has pertained to electric vehicles. Well, the problems persist. We'll tell you what's going on next in about 7 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Former Vice President Mike Pence has been looking into his crystal ball. He says he believes Republicans are going to have a big election victory next month.
We are 20 days away from a historic victory for conservative values, for Republican candidates.
Now, he says Republicans are focusing on the issues that matter to voters, including, of course, inflation and crime. And he says that despite the belief that the Republican Party is divided, Democratic leaders like President Biden and their policies are now bringing the GOP together. a Massachusetts National Guardsman that's accused of chasing and harassing a tour bus he thought was filled with migrants may now be facing charges. This is according to a report from the Cape Cod Times. Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Hoffman was in court on charges including operating a motor vehicle under the influence and also disorderly conduct. All of this stems from an incident last month where Hoffman, who was apparently off duty at the time, followed a bus for 10 miles. He thought it was filled with illegal immigrants because it said Tallahassee, Florida on the side of the bus. Apparently, it was actually senior citizens on a tour in that area. A private hearing taking place where a court official is going to decide whether they move forward with charges against him. And Bobby, we had to see this coming. Thanksgiving dinner going to be more expensive this year. Apparently, turkey prices are up 73% over last year. They say it's probably going to stay that way through the holiday. And a big reason for this, the spread of bird flu led to a smaller supply of turkeys this year.
Wow. All right. There you go. Holy cow. 73% increase in turkey?
That is what this report is saying. 73% increase in turkey because the bird flu, lower number of turkeys. You know, there were a lot of turkey farms, I think, that lost a huge portion of their flock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what the numbers were off the top of my head, but I remember seeing those stories as they were coming out over the summer.
Yeah, I saw that as well, that there's a lot of those. I didn't know it would go up that much. I mean, I guess with inflation plus losing your supply of birds, 73% is a dramatic increase.
Well, and also you factor in how much feed costs have gone up too.
Yeah, yep, exactly, yeah. Boy, that's a big one right there. I'm not even a real big turkey fan. I pretty much just Thanksgiving. That's about the only time I eat the turkey, and that's about it. But still, You go up 73% in price, then maybe we'll be doing duck. I don't know. Do something else. That's a dramatic increase in your price right there. I mean, you're talking about a $30 turkey that now could be $45, $50.
Oh, yeah. That's huge. Well, yeah. You'll just have to cut out that raspberry stuff. What's that? The
cranberry stuff.
Or the cranberry stuff. Like the cranberry. Who likes that anyway?
I've got friends who like it and family. I hate it. I don't like it at all. Gracie, you look like you want something.
Everyone knows it's bad, but it's something you just have to have on the table just for everything else.
Yeah, everybody's like, I don't like that cranberry stuff, but they put it on the table just in case somebody, like, it's just tradition. You got to have the cranberry stuff on there. Yeah, I don't like it. That, and I don't like beets. I don't like beets. Those are disgusting. Somebody has those on the Thanksgiving dinner table. I'm like, what? So you just hate us all? I don't understand what the point of that is. All right, let's get traffic on the five.
We are seeing slow-moving traffic at North Palafox and West Burgess Road. This is due to an accident. FHP is reporting a roadblock. This is already kind of a tricky intersection where you're already going to see typically slow traffic. So you're going to see a little bit more just due to this accident. Also, you're seeing slow traffic on Highway 90. If you are approaching Chemukla Highway in either direction, expect to sit at that light for just a bit, as well as 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, you're going to see some delays just about near the Whataburger, near Gulf Breeze Hospital is where those delays will start to form, and then it will clear up after Gondolier Boulevard once you get to your lights. See something else on the roads? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Coming up here next, down in South Florida, where they're trying to recover from Hurricane Ian, first responders keep running into the same problem. We mentioned it the day after Hurricane Ian. It's become a bigger problem now. What is it? Well, it deals with electric vehicles. I'll tell you what. Next. Jimmy Patronis, he's the chief financial officer of the state of Florida, but he's also the state fire marshal. I think a lot of people don't realize that about his duties. He's putting out a warning that down in South Florida, flooded electric vehicles are combusting. And they're spontaneously combusting, which he says is putting our our first responders in jeopardy. And a lot of these keep reigniting, even after they put them, put them out. And he says, and yet the manufacturers are nowhere to be found. So he's written a letter to Elon Musk. Says, are you aware nearly 3 weeks ago Hurricane Ian impacted Southwest Coast, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, there is a tremendous amount of electric vehicles in this part of Florida. And we now know for a fact that any EV that was submerged in salt water is a fire risk. And he goes on and explains the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration confirming that salt bridges can form within a battery pack and provide a short circuit and self-heating and create combustion. So he goes, so basically he's asking for help. He posted on his, we brought this up before. Hurricane Ian, I think, is the first time that for me, look, I've mentioned, I like electric vehicles. I like alternative technology and energy, but electric vehicles, as much as they're fun to drive, they're not the wave of the future that a lot of that the government thought that they would be, and incentivized everybody to buy, and therefore incentivized manufacturers to build. They're not the wave of the future. And Hurricane Ian, I think, though, is the first time that really for me highlighted how big of a problem these things are going to be. Can you imagine evacuating, and if everybody has an electric vehicle, the chaos that would be, and everybody's trying to evacuate, and everyone has an electric vehicle that has to get charged, and then post-destruction, post-storm, you got your vehicles everywhere spontaneously combusting. Jimmy Patronus put out a tweet earlier. If you have a flooded EV, do not try to drive it.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, right now in Major League Baseball, got the NLCS going on. Game 2, Phillies lead the series 1-0, and the Phillies are leading right now 4-2. That game is on Fox. Then coming up tonight at 6:37, quick turnaround for the Yankees is they got to play the Houston Astros. That game will be on TBS tonight at 6:37. NHL hockey will be on TNT at 6:30 with the Flyers against the Florida Panthers, followed by the St. Louis against the Kraken. That will be around 9:00 tonight on TNT. And then tonight is, so last night was the tip-off for NBA, but tonight is the official opening night of the NBA. So with that, you got all the teams playing tonight, and at 6:30 on ESPN, you can check out the Knicks playing the Memphis Grizzlies, followed by the Dallas Mavericks against the Phoenix Suns. So those are your games on television tonight. Real quick here in your sports news, quarterback Dak Prescott for the Cowboys has been medically cleared and is throwing with the starting unit ahead of the Lions game. Tua Tagovailoa had an interview today about his terrible week 4 concussion and did admit he was unconscious. He lost consciousness. I think all of us knew that he lost consciousness. He was knocked out cold. And then Sam Westmoreland, sad story here. Sam Westmoreland from Mississippi State. He's an offensive lineman. He has passed away today at the age of 19. No word for what caused that just yet. Rory McIlroy dismisses Phil Mickelson's gloating about LIV's golf success as propaganda. And finally, a wrestler tried to grapple a bear in order to save a teammate. I saw this story yesterday. Northwest College wrestlers. It's a small Wyoming school, and one of them came in contact with a grizzly bear. And while the bear was attacking him, the other wrestler basically wrestled the bear off of him. So I saw the photo of them in the hospital. They're both pretty beat up as they were mauled by this bear. But apparently they were in Yellowstone, just vacationing in Yellowstone, and I guess one of them, he said they surprised the bear while searching for antlers shed by an elk and deer. And it says the bear just came running out of the trees. I didn't even see it until it was right on top of me. And I heard crashing. The only thing I could yell is, bear, bear. I knew how to protect my head and just kind of fight for my life. His teammate tried to stop the attack by kicking and hitting the bear and pulling on its fur. Oh, my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Just a startling It just I cannot imagine. I cannot imagine. So yeah, there you go. This is I don't know if you've seen. They've now had interviews on like Good Morning America and stuff. So it's a crazy story right there. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good right now. We do have an accident reported by FHP on West Fairfield Drive in South Dakota Street. Unknown if there's a roadblock, but this is just right by Mobile Highway. Not seeing many slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind as you are approaching Mobile Highway on Fairfield Drive. Other than that, we're looking good on I-10 and I-110 in Pine Forest, north and south lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10. You will see some afternoon delays. See something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So that was your sports hit. I saw this article here. This is from Kelley Blue Book. Sorry. Kelley Blue Book. The best cars for teenagers. Best cars for the teenagers. 2017 Toyota RAV4, and these are all cars under $20,000, by the way. 2017 Toyota RAV4, 2018 Mazda CX-5, which is kind of like the RAV4 style. It's kind of a mid, almost all these are pretty much mid-sized sedans. 2017 Honda CR-V, 2020 Toyota Corolla, so that's a smaller car. 2019 Mazda 3, that's more of a mid-sized car. 2017 Honda Accord, mid-sized car. 2017 Honda Prius. I don't know about that. Okay. 2018 Kia Sportage. 2018 Honda Civic and Chevy Equinox. Those are the ones under 20 grand. They even have a list of them for under 10,000. So when you're looking at under 10,000, it was looking at older vehicles like a 2009 Toyota RAV4, 2011 Honda Element. But what I've noticed looking at this list overall, when you're talking about safety vehicles for your teenagers, because that's what a lot of this was about, like these are safe vehicles, they for the most part get gas mileage and things like that. This list is all made up of Honda, Toyota, like Honda, Toyota, Honda, Toyota, Honda, Toyota. And I'm like, holy, I mean, now you've started to get like, you know, Mazda popping in there a little bit, and what was the other one? Oh, Kia. But it's for the most part still like Honda, Toyota, just being the strength of reliable vehicles that last for a long time. And I wonder how much that's going to shift with the production of electric vehicles as we're getting more and more, because we're just talking about electric vehicles down in South Florida spontaneously combusting. Makes me wonder with this shift if that's going to change, like, the leader. Now, Toyota is, you know, last year they surpassed GM for the first time in who knows how long as selling the most vehicles. So they've already been a leader anyway. But they've been known for the long-term reliability. Makes me wonder how much of that kind of stuff will change with this shift towards basically new technology to operate vehicles. Anyway, if you'd like to weigh on that, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. All right, so, yeah, Florida State football coming up next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but the next weekend. They're going to be playing Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets at home. So listen all week long next week for a chance to win a pair of tickets. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayner in the newsroom. And then got a couple. Oh, McDonald's is in the news for something they might be coming out with. I don't know about it. That's coming up next. Baby loves me. Girls have a side, yeah. Said she loved me, yeah. Let's call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got your next traffic on the fives coming up in 2 minutes. Right now, let's go ahead and get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom.
Well, Bobby, students over at Warrington Elementary School went home with something special today. They were all given a copy of the book, When Grandma Gives You a Lemon Tree. Now, this was a gift from the two men in a truck moving company. Apparently, they had partnered with a group called First Book for this special giveaway.
every student at the school got a copy of the book, and it teaches kids apparently to work with what they have and to move forward in life.
Very nice. And so this is the same Warrington Middle School that might be turning into a charter school. Is that correct?
Elementary school.
Elementary school.
Warrington okay. Elementary School, yes.
So this is Warrington Elementary. Gotcha. All right, perfect. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I saw this story here. Mickey D's might be a part. You're seeing a lot of these partnerships now with these different large, like, well-known brands partnering together. Here might be the latest. McDonald's might start selling Krispy Kreme donuts. They might be doing it as early as next week. They're doing an experiment in Louisville, Kentucky. Depending on how that goes, they may roll it out nationwide. And so we'll have to see. They're going to be selling glazed donuts, raspberry filled, and chocolate iced with sprinkles. Oh. They started getting into that here. They have some glazed pull-aparts. I think they call them glazed pull-aparts that they had. I tried those. They're okay. They were just okay. Then they've had cinnamon rolls in the past. Those are pretty good, actually. Of course, they had the apple fritters. And actually, just like a few weeks ago, they had a cheese Danish from the 1980s. They brought it back last month. And so a few weeks ago, I thought, well, let me just try it. Just having to drive by, I just thought I'd try it. Because I actually do like their chicken sandwich. I like their crispy chicken sandwich. Good stuff. So that I'll eat just once a blue moon. Well, I saw this cheese Danish. I thought, I'm going to try that. It was actually pretty good. So they've been trying to get into the sweets just a little bit more. Now it looks like they're just going to partner possibly with Krispy Kreme. It's at least an experiment thus far. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We are seeing slow traffic on Davis Highway right now, right by the interstate. You're going to start seeing those slowdowns right around Langley Avenue. It'll start to clear up after you get past, if you're heading northbound, after you get past West Florida Hospital. So keep that in mind. That is looking backed up, as well as if you're leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, that afternoon traffic in front of the Nature Preserve is backing up about to the Bob Sykes Bridge, Gulf Breeze Hospital area. I-10 and I-110 moving nicely throughout Pensacola. And we are seeing slow traffic on West Fairfield as you're approaching Mobile Highway. This is going to be due to an accident just off of South Dakota Street. So you'll see those slowdowns in the westbound direction. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So we were just talking about turkey going up 73%. Might ruin some Thanksgiving plans for some people. It's not as bad, but still going to affect your pocketbook. The cost of candy has gone up 13%. 13% increase in candy for this Halloween season. So it's getting into a little bit of a scary season. They said the price of candy has risen 2% just since August. It's one of the largest increases in any food category at all. And it's that, well, I'm sure it's because people started buying it early and so started moving up. But apparently sugar prices in general are up nearly 20% since a year ago. So when sugar's up 20% and candy's pretty much just sugar, that's one of the reasons right there. It's also driven up the price of cupcakes, cookies, and cakes as well. So yeah, that's not good. It's not cool at all, man. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming at the beginning of the next hour, I do want to talk about the Warrington Middle School situation, and that they had that gun violence roundtable yesterday. I want to bring that up as well. We'll talk about that then.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Are you somebody who wears contacts? You ever fallen asleep in your contacts before and you wake up and your contacts like stuck to your eyeball? It hurts so bad. It's terrible. My brother like hardly ever wears contacts anymore because when he was like 20, he fell asleep in them once, tried to take it out, and he tore his cornea. And he can wear them fine now, but now he's like afraid. Like he's afraid he'll fall asleep in them accidentally and have this, like it's trauma. Well, apparently this woman. All right. So here's the other thing. Have you ever had a contact get stuck in your eye, like behind your eyeball before? I've had that happen one time, freaked me out. It hurts like a mofo. And I was like, I never want to experience that ever again. This doctor in Newport Beach pulled out like 3 contact lenses that were stuck behind a woman's eye and decided at this point, she goes, I see more back there. I'm going to record this. She records it. It's disgusting. Don't look it up. She pulled out 23 contact lenses from a single eyeball and then proceeded to try to do it on the other eye. Apparently, this lady who's like in her 60s was preparing for cataract surgery when they found all this stuff. But apparently, she wears these contacts. She falls asleep in them. They somehow get stuck in the back of her eye. She forgets about it when she wakes up and just puts new contacts in because she just figured she can't see. So she just figured, hey, Gracie's looking at it now. I told you not to look at it. It's disgusting. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.